For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Marvel Knights returns. R.E. Burke released from prison. IDW announces 3 Star Trek titles. This is Comic Book Club News for March 19, 2025. Joe Quesada is heading back to Marvel and teaming up with Christopher Priest for a brand new series. Marvel Knights, The World to Come. Oh, and they're killing off T'Challa, the Black Panther. The 6-issue series set in the future of the Marvel Universe, which is, per a press release from the publisher, quote, almost already completed in its entirety, finds T'Challa dead, leaving not only Wakanda's vibranium unguarded, but also a cryptic vault of dark secrets. This leads to a global conflict among Marvel's heroes, villains, and mutants as a, quote, tribal challenge ensues for the Wakandan throne, and its mysterious victor will emerge as the new leader of Wakanda and usher in the world to come. The Marvel Knights imprint famously helped revive Marvel back in 1998 from Quesada, Jimmy Palmiotti, and more. While the line is currently defunct, in 2017, Priest pitched Quesada on the Black Panther story that would eventually become this series. And to emphasize how close they are to actually finishing it, editor Nick Lowe shared that Quesada is finishing the last page of issue number 5 this week, so there shouldn't be any delays, other than the 8 years it took to get this to print, of course. The first issue will hit stores on June 4. Following up on last week's story about cartoonist R.E. Burke, who is being held indefinitely by ICE for reported violations to her visa, she is seemingly being released and sent home to Britain. While none of Burke's social media accounts or the GoFundMe set up on her behalf are reporting this news as of this recording, Bleeding Cool shared a chyron from Sky News in the UK stating, quote, British tourist detained in the US over visa issue has been released and is on her way home to UK. Burke isn't named to the chyron, but that certainly describes her to a T, and there don't seem to be many other British tourists detained in a similar fashion that captured international news. If this is accurate, this is a good end to the nightmare for Burke, and we do hope she is able to recover from the experience. However, the whole situation has had a chilling effect on other international creators hoping to travel to the US for conventions or otherwise. This may be over for Burke, but as long as the United States continues these atrocious policies, things will likely only get worse. IDW has announced 3 new limited series joining their Star Trek line of comics: Red Shirts, Strange New World Seeds of Destruction, and Voyager Homecoming. And in addition, the publisher is releasing Star Trek Omega, which will bring the currently running Star Trek and Star Trek Defiance series to a close. Red Shirts, which will hit in July, is written by Christopher Cantwell with art by Megan Levins, and over 5 issues will present a squad of Starfleet crew members destined to die. Seeds of Destruction is also 5 issues, hits in August, and written by Strange New Worlds TV show writer Robbie Thompson, alongside artist Travis Mercer. In it, Chapel, Una, Lon, and Spock join a new robot sidekick named D6 for an adventure on an ice planet. And Voyager Homecoming comes from writers Tilly and Susan Bridges, with art by Angel Hernandez, and hits in September. It takes place right in the closing moments of the original series, as the team is about to return home, but first has to deal with one last emergency. But before all that, on June 18, fans can read the oversized Star Trek Omega, which will finish the currently running books and tease even more to come. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and it sure seems like when it comes to IDW's Star Trek line, the Force is with them. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.